Welcome to the pilot episode of I Love to Test. My name is Mike Hurley, and I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts. I have Tiffany Armit. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, Mike.
And Adina Namsu. Hi, Adina.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Just in the other room.
So we, this week, have been testing Pokemon Go, the global phenomenon that is Pokemon Go. I think we've all been playing it a bunch. I think the game has been out in the US like a couple of weeks. It came out here like on Friday or something, I think. So we haven't had it for very long here. But we've all been playing. And considering it is the game of the hour, we figured why not get together and talk about it and give some of our impressions. And I think something that might be really good to frame the discussion is to talk about previous Pokemon knowledge. Now, I think I'm the person who has the most Pokemon knowledge. I have played every single Pokemon Game Boy game that has ever been out. Pokemon in October, November, there's a new game released every year, basically, and it is like a thing on my calendar. It's like I already know when Sun and Moon, the next Pokemon Nintendo games, are out. It's on my calendar. I cannot wait. I'm going to put in tons of time into them. So I have a real affinity for the franchise. I watched the cartoon show. I played the trading card game. I've played all the Game Boy games. I remember the Christmas where I first got Pokemon Red, and I couldn't sleep the night before. I was so excited. Pokemon is a huge thing in my life. So I was only kind of excited for this game, because when they showed off all of the demos, it was like, this isn't a Pokemon game like I know. Like, it seemed a bit peculiar to me to have this weird alternate reality thing. But as the game was released and I had to watch people in America play it, I started to get real upset about it, and now it's here. So that's my Pokemon knowledge. And Tiff, I think that on the sliding scale, you're probably next.
Yeah, I mean, I know of Pokemon. I've never played any of the other games. My brother was the one with the cards and watching the cartoon, so I just kind of I got it, I don't know, through him, really, because it was just kind of on in the house. I think, actually, you and my brother are the same age, 1988.
Yeah, we are right in the Pokemon wheelhouse. Like, that age is perfectly it. Did he play the games?
He played the card. Well, I don't even think he played the card game. He just collected the cards just like everybody else did. And he watched the cartoon, but again, not super dedicated, because at about that time, too, he's a very outdoorsy person. So he was starting to be outside more often and play less games.
Basically the opposite of outside is Pokemon.
Yeah. And I think that if he was more of like a video game person, he also would have been in the same boat as you, where he just kind of latched onto it. But that didn't happen. But I do have it in my house. I had it in my house, so I know of it. And I had no real desire to play any other Pokemon games before. But I like playing games in general. So when this came up, it seemed interesting enough to wanted to give it a whirl.
Well, on the sliding scale, I think I'm at the real bottom of it. I probably know just 1% if the scale goes up to 100, because
you and your scales, you love just point scales.
I know the scale.
Arbitrarily point scales.
So I don't feel I know that much. I'm not very sure whether the video game came first or the cartoon. I just remember that when it came out, all of the people playing it around me were basically toddlers, and I felt that I was too old for it.
This is incorrect. This what everything you're saying right here. We're the same age.
Hey, I was in Romania. Everything comes later.
Oh, yeah, after communism. Yeah, it came after communism.
Yeah, it's always my excuse. So yeah, it felt that when it came out that everyone was younger, and it felt like I was too old for it. It was kind of an excuse to not start it, because in reality, I didn't really get it. All I knew was that there was a yellow monster something creature called Pikachu, because younger kids kept shouting his name. And somewhere a few years ago, I found out that Pokemon is actually short for Pocket Monsters, which I thought was quite clever, and I only read that through a TIL on Reddit. So that's as far as my knowledge of Pokemon goes, and where I started off playing this Pokemon Go.
And then I thought another interesting thing to do was to also sliding scale iPhone games as well. And I think it's probably the same with me playing the most iPhone games, then probably you, Tiff, then Adina. I reckon that probably falls about right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much right. The only reason I don't play more is because I just don't have more time to get it. But I mean, that's everybody, right?
Yeah, but you play games on the iPad as well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. But usually the same games.
I think they're more involved as well. Like, you play Don't Starve and stuff, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't count Don't Starve as an iPhone game because it's too small to play that intricate game. But yeah, I play a lot of games. I think, Mike, you definitely play the most.
Mm-hmm. I hardly play any games on my phone because I think it's probably because I'm on the tube for most of the day and I don't have internet, so I can only play the ones like Threes, which I know Mike loves.
I have Threes on my list.
But I don't play really full-blown video games on my phone, if that's the name for it. And I think the most complex one that I have on my phone is Ticket to Ride, actually, which is just the app version of a board game. So yeah, I don't really play that much.
It's not a very good iPhone game, Ticket to Ride. I didn't really like that. But Threes is probably the best iPhone game ever made.
Yeah, Threes is legit.
Yeah, that is too legit to quit, even, which is why I still play it very, very frequently. I can't quit it. It's too legit.
I think I had one that I really love, that Train Yard Express, but I think in general the type of games I love to play is the slow, strategical, where you have to think a lot type of game. And I've seen you, Mike, that you always love the fast-paced type of games with fast-paced music, and you have to react under pressure, and I always just crumble whenever that happens. So,
because there are like slow thinking games, there are strategy games on iOS, but I think that the platform is best suited to quick stuff, because you tend to be anyway on iPhone games playing in moments, like short moments that you have, which is why I think that quick fast-paced stuff works best. But you know, you're saying like that you're on the tube. That could be a great time to play a nice strategy game. Maybe we can find you some. Maybe the listeners out there can suggest some slow thinking strategy games for
Monument Valley. Have you played that one?
Oh yeah, finished it.
Oh, there
but
you go.
Then
Fallout Shelter.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one. But the thing is that would cut into my podcasting time. So
A real pro though can listen to podcasts and play them at the same time.
You could play Fallout Shelter at the same time as definitely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Because you can't think, right? You have to absorb the podcasts.
I can't focus on too many things at once.
Fallout Shelter is pretty mindless, though, so that one's pretty good.
That might work. We'll try that one.
So, Adina, what did you think of the tutorial? So, what did you know about Pokemon Go before you downloaded it? And when you downloaded it, what was your experience of it? Did it tell you everything you needed to know?
So, I started playing it because everyone around me and online in my marketing advertising focused literature was freaking out about it, that about being a movement, and that it basically reinvents the category AR, VR, all that. So yeah, I just wanted to try it to see what all the fuss was about. And where I was a day after playing it was that I wasn't fully getting it. So that probably says that the onboarding wasn't quite good for people who don't know anything about the game. In my mind, it was all about, hey, you just have to collect as many Pokemons that you can find, and that's it. And I went into the world around my office, around the house, collected Pokemons, and then I noticed when I started comparing with everyone else around me that I was really far behind, and people already were talking about gyms and whatever. And that's when I realized that I completely missed the point of the game. And I started looking at Verge video, starting reading a bit more about it.
Tiff, did you understand what you were doing?
I mean, yeah, I because I knew the concept of the franchise, so I did understand. I downloaded it to see what everyone was talking about before there were a whole bunch of tutorials and all that kind of stuff. This was like even before iMore just posted everything about how to play Pokemon. So, I mean, just going around our neighborhood, there's one area that's pretty dense with stuff. So I just kind of go down there and clicked on everything because I'm the type of person that's under the mindset, I'm not going to break it that badly if I just click stuff.
Touch everything.
Exactly. Touch all the things. So I just kind of went around literally just poking around everything in the game to see where I could go and what I couldn't go. And so things would stop me. And I don't know, I sold some Pokemon to people. I don't know what was happening. But it eventually became clear what had to be done, and because it would tell you, oh, you can't go to the gym until you're level 5. And then you're like, okay, how do I get to be level 5? And then you have to collect Pokemon, and then you find them, and then you have to add to them. So I I got through learning the game. The problem I had was keeping the game running, because the entire time it just is constantly crashing all the time. It freezes every time you catch something and you happen to... I think I figured out why, though. I think when you move too quickly out of the area from where you were catching things or spinning Pokestops or whatever you were doing, that's when it kind of just seizes up on you. But so that was giving me trouble, that I was getting frustrated with not wanting to keep playing because I felt like I kept losing progress. And I mean, I guess that's, I didn't really advance much past where I was when I started in how much I am figuring out the game. Like, I know what I have to do, but I don't feel super compelled to keep doing it, or although I keep doing it because we were going to test it, so I needed to test all the things about it. So I was been on a mission to try and do all the things that you can do in the game. But other than that, I don't know if it's thrilling me as much, because I'm not as dedicated, or it doesn't speak to me, because I don't know, I don't have a deep connection with these characters, although I do like some of the super cute Pokemon. I only like the cute ones.
I have my own names for all of them.
You change their names?
No, it's just that I don't know what every monster's name is according to the franchise, so I just call it as I see it. So it's the blow-up doll, the alien, the rat.
I really wish you wouldn't keep calling it a blow-up doll. This is Jinx, in case anybody wants to know what a Pokemon Adina is referring to as a blow-up doll. I'll put a link in the show notes to a Jinx. I really wish you'd stop calling it that, because you're really upsetting my childhood.
Oh, and then there's a crab with mushrooms on. And
Paris.
No, okay. Well, what about you, Mike?
So I was, before I give my impressions on kind of the tutorial thing, I wanted to see from you, Tiff, if you understood the concept of Stardust and Candy.
All right.
Did that make any sense to you, what you had to do there with like the leveling up and the evolving and the collecting of the things?
Hold on, let me get to my... I have this open here, so let me go to my Eevee, who I like a lot, who I just recently got after getting jealous of you having one. All right, so I'm assuming that it tells you on their little rap sheet here that you need the candy in order to evolve them or power up. And to power up, you need Stardust and candy, and to evolve, you just need candy. I figured out through my way that when I catch a whole bunch of one type, I can kind of transfer them to some sort of professor and get candy. That seems to be the only way that I figured out.
Well, the other way you get candy is by catching. Like, if you catch a Pidgey, you get Pidgey candy.
Right.
And then when you transfer them away, you get Pidgey candy in return.
You only get one, right?
When you transfer them, but I think you get like three or so when you catch one.
Okay.
But basically, the reason I asked this... is because they don't really do a good job of explaining this, and Stardust and Candy don't exist in the Pokemon franchise. There is a thing called, for the Poke Fanatics, Rare Candy, which is about leveling, but it doesn't really translate. But when I was playing the game, I clicked into this pretty much straight away, like what was happening here, and I don't really remember being told it, and just through me and Adina talking a little bit about the game, she didn't really seem to understand what was going on there at all. Like, so we watched this video which explained it. And I just found that interesting, because they didn't really seem to do a good job of explaining something that doesn't exist in the franchise. But I picked it up quickly, and I wondered if it was just kind of existing game knowledge of understanding, like, oh, I get this when I do this, and I need this to level them up. I level them up to make them stronger, and then when they're stronger, I can go out and fight the gym leaders.
So, but I still don't quite know how I get Stardust. I think it just kind of gradually accumulates, or I could be totally wrong.
I think you get Stardust more as well when you catch Pokemon.
Okay.
I'm just super surprised that Tiff said that there's those instructions in the game that explain you what it is, what you need to do. And I was quite surprised, because is it really a case of me trying to play the game without reading the instructions? Is that why I'm not getting it?
Because I don't remember being told it.
Well, it says it when you, like, let's say you click on one of your Pokemon. It gives you, like, a little rap sheet about your about them and how much they weigh. And
it gives you a key, basically, right? Like, that kind of just, like, you need this and this.
Huh. Exactly. But it doesn't tell you how to get it.
That's the thing. It's the reason that I think I kind of grokked onto this is I know I need to level up and evolve Pokemon. Like, I just know that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see level up and evolve, I'm like, right, I need to get these things.
Right. And I also knew that from just knowing Pokemon too. Right.
Yeah. Because you have that little base knowledge. But I think for someone who doesn't understand the Pokemon franchise, why would you need to level up and why would you need to power up Pokemon? Like, why would you need to do that? This is just a collection game, right? Like, and I don't think they do a good job of explaining
that. Right. It's also like a game knowledge base thing too, because like if you're going to be at a gym and there's going to be battling involved, you generally know that you have to somehow level up or power up or change, or you know, or add to whatever you are doing battle with, you know.
I
think that's kind of like a base level of gameplay. You just kind of accept it. You're like, oh, okay, I guess I'm, you know, giving this thing more power or making it more advanced or giving it more armor or whatever you're doing, you know. So
I think that this part and the bugs and connection issues that they've been having are telling of the fact that I don't think that the Pokemon company expected this to be as successful as it is. I think they expected this to be a nice game for players of existing knowledge. I don't think that anybody expected this to be a global phenomenon.
Yeah, because as I'm walking around when I was testing and trying to do all the things, I am super suspicious of everybody on the street, like what if they're playing or not.
Oh, you know,
no matter what, no matter how old they are, no matter their gender, their race, anything, I'm like, you're totally playing Pokemon, aren't you? Aren't you? And then I look and they're not, and I'm really disappointed that they're not. Or I'm at the park and someone goes and steals my gym, and because I thought it was going to be a friendly gym, I walk all the way to the park, get a crazy sunburn on the way there, and then someone goes and steals my gym. So now I'm like dirty eyeing everybody at the park, like, was it you? Was it you? It was you. It was you. I know it was you who totally just did that to me, because I'm getting judgy. I'm judging all of these people because based on Pokemon, all these people out in the world. I don't know. It's not bringing me together. It's making me separate from people.
We've been doing that as well. Like, we went for a walk in our local neighborhood together yesterday.
For the first time since I've been living here. I need to mention that.
this is a good thing about it, and we'll come to that in a second. But like, we were walking around and like I was looking at people and we could hear people. I'm like, they're playing Pokemon too. Like, you could kind of work it out. But yeah, so say that. And we went for a walk yesterday in a part of our neighborhood that we've been living here together for nearly 2 years and we never went there before.
And now we go daily to the local church as well. Just for Pokemon, other reasons.
It's a Pokestop, right? You know, we got to go pick up the goodies. But that is the thing about this game. And I think it's the reason that the game has become as successful as it is. And for good reason, is because I have never seen a game force people out into the world before at the level that this game is. It's kind of fascinating that, especially in big cities as well, like I've seen lots of footage of people in New York, like these huge crowds of people playing. Wherever there's like dense population, it's easier to see as well. But even in like, we live in an area where, you know, there's not a lot going on. You know, we only have like 2 Pokestops near us, right? So it's not very well populated. But we have seen people playing the game as well, like out in the real world. We've seen it like just randomly yesterday afternoon when we're playing it too. That's why this game is becoming as popular as it is, and I think rightly so, because it is forcing people to go and do a thing, and games don't typically do that.
Yeah, and it's funny about it that even in our neighborhood, that's super residential, suburban, I've still seen quite a lot of people playing it, and I just find it funny. It goes against what video games companies usually do, trying to keep kids inside, and now they're sending them all out chasing virtual monsters. It has a lot of clever things about it, and I really do appreciate it, because I can see how the game reads the maps and puts monsters in there according to the whatever type of natural form there is there, like a river, a lake, and all of the Pokestops seems to be automatically figured out by the AI, whatever, does that. So it's quite clever that it does that all by itself, and then users shape it as they do, even though you can't really change locations much. But I don't know, I think it's really clever what it does. It's just that I feel like I'm not quite getting it, especially as I thought it was a, you know, sort of a butterfly collection game, and I was running after Pokemons and trying to go to the river or to the hip park to get different forms of monsters. And then when I came back home after a day of mining for Pokemons, I was so shocked that I only had 15 monsters seen and caught, and you already had like 30 and you went out of the house once. I was really disappointed with myself.
Oh, I'd been out of the house like two or three times. If you remember, I went swimming and I was picking them up on the way.
Yeah.
It was a more densely populated area.
How do you find, so I can only find bugs. All I can find are the bugs and the birds, because there's so much park around us and there's nothing else.
This is part of it, which I actually, it's frustrating, but it's good. Like, it's on both ends. It's forcing me, at least, to want to go to different places outside of my neighborhood so I can vary things. Because when I have been outside of my neighborhood, I've been catching different types of Pokemon. And technically, that's true to the game. Because, like, in the game, there are, like, certain areas, and you can only catch certain Pokemon in certain areas. So that's really good for that. But what I would like to see it do is to give you an indication as to, like, a place. If I go to this place, what types of Pokemon might I be likely to find? So you could kind of plan stuff out like that. Like, I think that would be really good.
I suppose there will always be the water ones. The air ones are everywhere, and I don't know what the other categories are. The bug ones would be in the forest, park. I don't know. It seems quite logical in that way.
Do you guys have a gym near you?
There's two, yeah, but they're really overpowered right now.
As in, like, the players who are controlling them, or it's too high, you can't get in?
It's too high.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too high for us. I mean, which, you know, I think that's fine. I've just got to grind. And once I grind and build up my levels, I'm planning on taking one of those gyms down. They're gonna bow down to me. It's going to be amazing.
What team is everybody on?
I'm on Valor.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Intuition, and it was the... It was the wrong choice because everyone is red or blue around here. And so I can never get to a gym. And as soon as I see a gym light up yellow, I'm like, yes, I'm going to go down there. And then someone takes it and it's the worst.
Yep. I'm also Team Instinct, was it? And I just chose it because it's another one of those things. I finally got to level 5. I noticed there were these monsters there. Mike had to explain to me that it's not worth even trying to send any of my Pokemon monsters there because they'll get ravaged and I'll waste all of my items to heal myself or them or however it goes. And, then I just said, fine, I'll just choose a team. And I went for Instinct because I'll go with my Instinct. And
that's a real tenuous link there.
That's my entire logic. And then Mike told me that, maybe you should have gone for my team because then we could have gone together. And I still don't completely understand why we're doing it in teams. Because I probably just need to go in there, get massively kicked and hurt and shown how it all works to understand it, and then devise a strategy to take them down. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bad it was a bad thought for us to not go on the same team, because then we could go to gyms together and fight together against someone, because you can do that. You can
multiple
people from a team can team up and take down a gym.
I have no idea how it works.
So that was kind of a bad idea from us not to think of that and go on the same team. It was a bad idea from me because I had that information locked away in the back of my brain but didn't use it.
And there's no going back?
I don't think so. Not right now. I feel like this is... These features could be added.
Be like, I'm on a crap team, let me out.
Yeah, I'm just bail out right now. Like, they're talking about adding, like, the ability to trade Pokemon will be a cool thing that they're working on.
Mm.
Have either of you spent any money?
No.
I tried to this afternoon in order to set up a lure where I was hanging out waiting for my gym to turn yellow again. And I couldn't get the store to work, so I tried to give them money, and the store kept crashing, so didn't happen.
I did it basically immediately. Like, I know how these games work.
How much money, Mike?
I put £15 in so far.
There you go. There goes all the money.
I know how these games work.
All the great money. Off
That's
the
why you advance so quickly then.
Yeah.
Ah.
Because I've been using items. Whenever I go out for a walk, I use the incense item so I can bring more Pokemon to me. I've just realized today I bought some lucky eggs as well, so when I next go out I'll enable them both, because lucky eggs get you more experience points, so you're like doubling up, because I've been watching some videos for, like,
You did watch more videos, so that's the trick as well. More money, more knowledge.
Like, I know how these games work, right? Like, you can play these and they'll be fine, but if you put money into them you're gonna move faster.
Yeah, because you can collect a lot of those items at the Pokestops. I've been collecting incense and all that kind of
stuff. If you don't want to put money into, I actually don't think you really need to. Right. But, like, I want to move faster.
Yeah.
So I put money into it. Like, because what I'm really interested in personally is I want to collect up lots of different types of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm interested in doing. I want to catch them all.
So how many do you have?
I want to catch them all. Let me see.
Oh, mine didn't even load.
Yeah, currently the game, as it had been doing, is under some sort of server pressure because I can't load. But I think I'm around like 30-something.
30 different ones or 30 total?
Yeah, 30 different ones.
Yeah, I have 27 different ones.
So like I've just been going around and I've been trying to catch different ones and I've been finding some rare stuff. I've got some eggs that are nearly ready to hatch. Like I just want to experience this game and try and collect up lots and lots of different Pokemon.
In the spirit of I love to test, I took a test and see if the eggs would, because you have to walk a certain amount of distance in order to get the eggs to incubate. And I wanted to see if it would work if we just drove somewhere and it would work.
If you drive slowly enough, it will.
Yeah, that's what I found out because it only gave me like 0.2 kilometers of a huge drive because that was the amount that we were going slow enough. So
it seems like the pro tip that I've seen online is to ride a bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Because bicycles are slow enough.
Mm.
But also, again, that is in keeping with the game.
It's still out and active, right?
Yeah, but like in the Pokemon games, you ride a bicycle a lot. Like, it's one of the things that you pick up about quarter of the way through the game is a bicycle to move around. So that, you know, it's in keeping with the spirit. And I'm excited. Like, I want to evolve my Pokemon. I'm trying to catch up a bunch of things so I can evolve them, so I can get all the different types, and I can build up more experience points. Because what I think I'm finding out, I don't know if this is true or not, but it feels like the higher level you are, the more different types of Pokemon you start to see. But that might be just something that I'm telling myself, but that's how it feels. I feel like the higher level I've been going, the more kind of rare random ones I've been seeing. But I think that might just be in my brain.
And what level are you at?
I think I'm at like level 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm at too. I haven't seen anything different.
Yeah, actually, as I said that, I don't think that's true. I think if a Pokemon is on a map, everyone can see it. But I'm still trying to tell myself that. Anyway.
Well, the thing is, what I've noticed, that we went to the park yesterday and we both put one of those incenses on. And Mike constantly found Pokemons, and I didn't find anything apart from the entrance and the exit of the park. So it must.
Yeah, I think that was because we were suffering with bugs. Because I think one of the smart things they did with the game was like, because I've been hearing about people like you're on like a big college campus and someone finds a Charizard and then everyone runs to a certain area and it pops up for them.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think it's not working very well. I think is the problem.
Mm.
But it should be that if I see one, you see one.
Yeah, because me and a stranger were just wandering around this park and like we both were just kind of playing on the game at the same time in the same area. And I was like side-eyeing him. I was like, I know what you're doing.
What you catching.
You saw what I saw.
But yeah, I just thought that the game gets better as you advance into it. And as a way to advance into it, you need to pay more money. So in my mind, that's how I saw it. But yeah, maybe let's just put it as a failed experience and I'll try the incense one again.
Because the game isn't working, I will put in the show notes pictures of our current kind of crop of Pokemon.
Mm.
Because I would love to be able to tell all of our listeners this, but
it's not
we
working.
Are suffering from Pokemon Go's fatal flaw.
Yeah, I do think there's something. Because when I played it for the first time, and I know we'll talk more about the first experience, but I remember when I played it the first time, it just happened that more monsters cropped up in a group of school children, and I wonder if it's because they are playing it as well and it's telling the AI that we need to throw some more in there. I wonder if that influences it, the number of users around.
I have one question and then a point about that. The question is, were you hanging around a school?
No, it was on the way to the tube and kids were going to school as well.
Right.
Jeez. I kind of accosted some 10-year-olds on a bench because they had set up a lure and they had all like the... Yeah, hey, it totally was. It was so creepy. I'm like, because I don't really realize how old I am anymore. You know, like in your mind, you think you're like this young person and then you're like, oh, crap. I'm like just this middle-aged mom kind of person. And even though... So I go up to them because I see all the pink feathers and petals flying all over the place.
That's a lure.
Yeah. So I went up to them. I'm like, hey, guys... You're so-and-so's son, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I showed them my iPhone like a total dork. And I was like, so is this you guys? Like, what is that? It was so dorky.
Stranger danger.
Oh my God. Well, I happen to know his father. They live down the block from us. But still, like, it was so weird. I'm just like this mom that went up to them and I'm playing Pokemon and so are they. It was the worst. I'm still socially awkward. Like, it was just terrible. But yeah, watch out for those kids.
I've learned it as well, the hard way.
So yeah, the point that I was going to make, I think, was because they may have been using something like an incense. So that might have been why you were seeing more Pokemon around them. They were attracting the Pokemon to them, which means, in theory, if the game is working properly, you should see them as well. Like, this is why, like, one of the great things to do is to play this game in groups. Yeah. Because, like, if you're near a Pokestop, one person can put down a lure, everyone benefits from it. And then another person puts down a lure, everyone benefits from it. It's like you're attracting the Pokemon to you, which is what Tiff was seeing. So that you would have seen more Pokemon because those kids have put a lure down.
Yeah, I was
even
trying to
maybe keep your distance.
I was trying to like infringe on their good fortune over there in the corner in front of the Stop and Shop. But, you know, didn't work out because the game wasn't working right and I couldn't see any of it.
So I think, Adina, I think you were going to ask about first experiences.
Yeah, so my first experience out into the world is probably what most people have learned to stay away from, but and it involves school children, as I mentioned earlier. I was
stay away from school children.
Okay, I was in a hurry to get to the office, so I was like pacing to get to the tube, and at the same time, because I was testing Pokemon Go for this show, I wanted to do two things at once, and it just happened that I was walking behind a group of school children, and as I was pointing camera around and just waiting for monsters to crop up, I noticed that as I got closer to them, a few came up, and one of them was either a Pidgey or a Zubat, one of those, which are more difficult to catch because they constantly move around. And I didn't quite figure out that you can turn off AR at that point. So I was basically behind a group of school children with their moms, pointing my camera at them and laughing nervously that I couldn't catch the damn thing.
Oh my God, you're weird.
And I was thinking, I need to catch it, but at the same time, I must look like such a freak. And as soon as I...
At least you weren't audibly saying, I need to catch it.
And then I just stopped, caught it, and swiftly moved past them and never thought about it. Well, tried to just make it disappear out of the picture. It was really awkward. And I didn't find out that you can actually turn off the AR until yesterday, which is 2 days away. Mm-hmm. So what else happened was that I walked into a shop with my app open, and one turned up around the vegetable section. And I think the store guard watched me as I really tried to catch that also a Pidgey or a Zubat. I'm really not good with those. It's always
They're really common though, like they're two of the more common Pokemon, which is again traditional of the game. They're like everywhere.
So yeah, the guard watched me really struggling to catch that one, and I felt really embarrassed there for those. Yeah, there you go.
My first play, like I was waiting for the game, I was waiting for it to come out in the UK. The morning that it came out, like that day I was kind of busy, but I opened the game, I kind of went through the onboarding thing, and while I was sitting at home, there was like a Pokemon outside, which I caught, and then immediately I cleared some time in my day and went on a walk for an hour, like just walking around the streets, picking, like just like catching Pokemon, and I had the best time. I was like totally sucked in, and since then, like every day I'm wanting to go out, I know that sounds crazy, right? Wanting to go out, like it doesn't go out. But people might notice from other shows that they've listened to, like we don't live in an area where there's like a lot of stuff to really go and do. Like effectively all I'm doing is just walking down a street and back again. Like there isn't really anything around here that would take me out on a regular day other than just walking outside. But I just opened a window to get a fresh air. Like there wasn't really anything that was dragging me outside, but this is making me want to do that. Like, and it is making me go out and take walks, which we never do. Like we never just go for a walk to this park, right? Because it's just not really that nice. So like we don't do it, but this is making me want to do it, which is probably a good thing.
I mean, like we go out a lot because, you know, we have a young son, so he likes to walk around and we have a lot of parks nearby and everything, but it's kind of making me ignore him. So I guess it's... I'm becoming a worse person.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like, I feel like maybe for, like, in some, like, if he was a couple of years older than maybe, like, it would be great, right? Because you could play it together.
He's pretty good with games, but with this, it's just a little bit too complicated, you know? And he wanted to hold my phone today in the car. And so I was like, go ahead, you know, look around. But then he almost, like, gave away all of my Pokeballs accidentally. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I need those.
But, like, also, like, the... It, this game doesn't really favor young children. Like, the dexterity required mm-hmm. to catch the Pokemon and stuff, like, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, and, like, then find it on the camera and all this kind of stuff. But the first time I played, I went out with a dad friend, and he was mad at the game because it kept freezing on him, so he has since deleted it. And he was like, this is just stupid. But he tried, and, you know, he wanted to give it a go, too, but it was just too frustrating. And, you know, Marco got pissed at me, my husband, for playing Pokemon while we were walking together, because I was ignoring everybody. So I've become a worse person with Pokemon, because I'm normally outside anyway. So I'm like, oh, I could just play it and no one will notice. But everyone seems to be noticing.
Okay, so let's move to a verdict then, right? So this is something that we want to do on this show. We're going to test out a thing and we want to give a verdict to it. And right now we don't have names for our verdicts, but the kind of the idea is one of these three things. We're never going to come to this game again. We never want to touch it again. We want to spend more time with it. Or this is something that we love so much that it's become part of our everyday lives. So Adina, what about you? Where are you on this scale?
I think I might spend more time with it, mostly because I think I'm starting to get it, though I'm sure I'm not getting it completely. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to get a bit of addicted to the numbers in terms of getting more Pokemons, leveling up the ones that I do have, and just finding out that you can send some monsters to a farm away and get stuff for it, and just figuring out the system. But I'm sure it won't take, knowing myself, I'm sure I'll get bored pretty soon, but I'll never mm-hmm. give them money. So I think it'll fade away in a few days, probably.
Tiff?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to play it a little bit more to see what I can do with it. But in general, because of the inconsistencies with how it's been playing out and the connectivity issues, I can see those getting in the way of the enjoyment of the game, and I'm not so dedicated to actual Pokemon that I will continue playing very much longer. So I'm somewhere in the realm of I'll probably play it again for maybe a few more days, but it's going to fall to the wayside. I don't see it sticking around in my life.
So for me, I'm kind of in between two a little bit. Like, I am definitely going to spend more time with it, for sure, because I'm really, really enjoying it. And I have to say, Adina, I'm surprised how much I feel that you've been enjoying this game. It surprised me. Like, it seems to be something that you're excited about, which I'm happy about, because this is something that we can do together. It's like a funny little thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I want this to be part of my everyday. Like, I hope that they're able to add more features into this game to make this a longer-term thing. Like, I have even bought a £35 add-on device for this game. I don't know if either of you have heard of this. It's called the Pokemon Go Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this was supposed to be out like now, but it's not. This is shipping in August.
You need to add that to your £15 then that you already said that you've spent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. So, like, I'm like £50 in at this yeah. point and nearly $100 into this game. The Pokemon Go Plus is a little clip, like a Bluetooth-enabled thing that you clip to you or you wear on like a little bracelet. And what it does is it connects by Bluetooth to your phone, and so you don't have to keep the game open. Like, you can just be out in the real world and it will buzz on your wrist and light up when there's either a Pokemon or a Pokestop nearby.
All right, I could see how that could be much better than just holding your phone out and walking into like telephone poles.
Exactly. I don't know if you've known this. Have you tried the battery saver mode of the game?
I haven't. I've just been actually wearing the fat suit of shame on my phone.
So the battery saving mode is pretty good, actually, because you turn on the battery saver, and when you hold the phone down, the screen dims, and whenever you come near anything, it vibrates. So you can just be walking along with the phone in your hand or in your pocket, and it will vibrate when there's something nearby. So that's pretty good. That was good for me. Like, on my first day, I went out for like an hour, and it took like 70% of my battery. And then the next day, like a similar kind of time, and it was like 25%.
I'm pretty sure it buzzes either way, but that's nice that the screen dims.
Yeah. But, I mean, I saw this thing go up. It was like £35. I figured I would buy one. Like, they're so out of stock anyway. If by the time this thing comes, I might just try and put it on eBay if I don't like it anymore. We have an eBayer in chief in our house who's in the other room who's really good at selling things on eBay, so we could just do that.
Yep.
But I love the Pokemon franchise, as I mentioned, so much that this is kind of everything I ever wanted as a kid, right? Like, to actually catch Pokemon. So this is as close as I could ever get to that, right? Like, I'm out in the real world, in my world, looking at Pokemon, basically, through the screen. And that's why the AR mode really makes this. I think it is the AR mode that makes this game so cool, because you're looking at the street in front of you and there's a Pidgey on it. Like, that's what makes this game so much fun. I think that's why it's sticky with people, especially anyone that's ever played the franchise before. So I really hope that they can fix a lot of the bugs they're having and quickly add more interesting features to make this a more appealing game in the long term. We'll see. I mean, right now, it's a big success. I have no idea how long it's going to last, but for the time being, I really like it, and I hope that it becomes part of my everyday. So that is I Love to Test. This is a show that we're working on. This is a show we're developing together, and we're hoping to maybe make it a thing going forward. We'd love to get your feedback on what you like on the show, what you think we could do differently, and also, what is Pokemon Go for you? Like, is it going to be something you never touch again? Are you going to spend more time with it? Or is it going to be part of your everyday? Thank you so much for listening to I Love to Test, and we'll be back next time. Say goodbye, ladies.
Bye. Bye.